Brett Denham.
Yeah.
I hear you're a fine American. Welcome
to
the Great Comedy.
I go to Landmarks.
You go to Landmarks?
I visit Landmarks in downtown Louisville.
Which one did, for our listeners, which landmark did you just experience?
I went to see the landmark where Muhammad Ali got arrested for pissing in the street.
Amen. And you know what else he did a little further down the street was he threw his Olympic gold medal into the Ohio River.
Off the bridge or what?
No.
No?
He went down to the banks of the Ohio, which was 30 feet behind us, and threw it in there and said, I'm living in white man's America. I don't want this.
That's right. I'm going to throw my medal in there later.
As well you should.
1992 perfect attendance Oakdale Junior High School medal. I'm going to throw that in the,
Oakdale where?
Oakdale.
Oakdale.
California.
California.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of look like a California guy. Do you surf?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you hike in Yosemite?
Yeah, I live close to Yosemite, yeah.
Dude, I mean, he is clearly a Californian. So how long have you been in Kentucky?
I just got here this morning.
They didn't have a room for you,
no,
I hear. They dropped
I got
the
here
ball.
At like 10 a.m. and they didn't have a room, so I slept on a floor for a little while, and then I got some Chipotle.
So where have you been? You've been touring? What have you been up to?
I've been on tour. I've been on this crazy circus tour called Soulshine. It's me and Michael Franti and Soja and Trevor Hall. And we're currently touring the Northeast right now, but I had to just jump down here on a prop plane and play Forecastle.
Excellent, excellent. Are you playing by yourself today?
No, I got the band.
You got the band with you? So you got a large enough plane to get down here.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you have to land on the Ohio? Was it one of those like planes that lands on water?
Yeah. It lands underwater.
Dude.
It turns into a submarine.
You're really from California then.
Sweet.
You know, we generally don't see those in Kentucky. Do you feel like, you know, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is, are you related to Billie Holiday in any way? And the reason I ask that is
because of my hair and glasses.
The hair and glasses, clearly. And
hold
and
a second. Hold. Yes.
Yes.
That.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
You know, if we were on TV, which would mean we're actually talented, we would in fact be looking at Billie Holiday.
Yeah.
But I mean, no, seriously,
guy.
You've got this really kind of ethereal voice that's it's almost evocative of Billie Holiday. I mean, it's a beautiful, I mean, your music, your sound is beautiful, aside from being a great songwriter. Is that something you had to work on with your voice, or is that something that's just a real natural for you?
No, I think what it is about her and I that, like, people maybe, she does this kind of, like, she's really back on the beat. And then sort of like rushes to catch up. And I do that a lot too. But I don't think there's any like, I would never want to compare, I don't think there's anything texturally or like, I don't think there's any other vocal quality about ours. Because she's like a legendary for all time. But I do think we have a similar phrasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, I don't know what it is with her. It could be heroin or something. But for me,
probably was.
For me, it's I've always had. You could probably tell by the way I'm talking. I have like just sort of a lazy, laid back tongue that sort of takes its time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm talking a lot faster than I am, but I'm not. When
You're,
I listen to myself on interviews or whatever, I'm like, oh wow, it sounds like I'm going like this in my head.
It's like I should never have drank in that last beer.
Yeah.
You know, I have the same experience being an artist myself. You know, I think I have this Johnny Cash bass, and then I hear my voice. I said, "My God, I sound like Tiny Tim."
I swear, I don't know if it was I was awake at 3 or whatever to fly down here, but the voice that comes on the U.S. Airways airplanes to tell you to buckle your seatbelt. I think it was Johnny Cash.
It was like, it's buckle your seatbelt. We're going up in the air, and we're going to our final destination.
It's
thank you for flying U.S. Airways. All right,
it's Johnny's son, John Earl. If you know him, he is like taking the Johnny Cash estate and milking it
yeah.
for every dollar. So I can see that he's licensed his dad's voice for U.S. Air. Hey, what are you listening to today? I mean, obviously, you're on our playlist.
Yeah.
People in Lexington know you actually really well. Mm-hmm. We get requests for your music all the time. But I'm curious, what are you listening to?
Well, this is,
why would you tell your fans?
I mostly listen to old, like, 70s singer-songwriter music. But of the new music that I do listen to, I have to say, this festival, like, the day I'm playing at this festival and yesterday, is like all the music I listen to. Like, Lucius gets played on KCRW all the time, so every time I get in the car, they're playing. Ray LaMontagne, I've been listening to forever. Lord Huron, I've been listening to for a long time. Jenny Lewis, obviously. Mm-hmm. Sharon Van Etten, we have the same manager. I've been listening to her for a number of years, so... A lot of the bands that are playing here this weekend, I listen to.
This is kind of a neat thing. It's the one thing that was interesting to me was yesterday we had a big kind of a reunion of a great Louisville band, Slint. They played here. When did you get into town?
I got in this morning.
Oh, so
right
you missed
before
it.
You saw me so, there, walking the streets like a zombie, looking for blood. Or no. That's
well,
a
it's
vampire.
Weird. You're what? You're walking down 4th Street, and there's this guy with this really kind of funky felt fedora that looks like he bought in North Nevada outside of a Reno gas station with a feather. And Graves says, you got to go meet this guy.
What are you talking about? And I said, this is a Stetson.
I'm like, dude.
It's funky felt
I
Nevada.
I see that it's, yeah, the Gun Club by
Stetson. Taj Mahal
the, no,
would wear.
No,
give
no,
me
no,
that.
No, no. Taj Mahal would never wear a narrow-brimmed hat like
what
it.
It'd
be much
bigger.
What
are you talking
about?
And,
let me
and listen, as cool as you are,
a brand new
speaking
hat.
Of someone who's drunk with Taj Mahal, he carries the hats off pretty good.
I know. He's
the great man.
He's a sharp man. He likes his cigars, too.
We really appreciate you. Thank you for doing this.
I appreciate this. Thank you.
And clowning around with us. And
yeah.
You're not one of those artists that is artistic. You're like a laid-back dude artist.
There is no art to me at all.
Dude. Stop. Stop. You're an artiste.
Oh, you mean like...
We could take him down to Pike County.
Dramatically artistic.
We could take him down to Pike County, and he could play with Dr. Ralph Stanley. You'd fit right in.
Yeah, boy.
He'd want to pray over you first, but then you could play with Dr. Stanley.
Brett Dennett, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.